Perkins from Barbados.
Someone had stolen the clock from the lobby, the big one with gold, from behind the reception desk. The thieves must have come in while Everson was sleeping on the couch. So why come to me? Well, maybe the robbers came in through the front door, which was open because I had visitors until late the night before. My visitors had left. The least I could have done was walk my guests downstairs, out the door. A few hours after the knock, I learnt the clock had been a wedding gift to the owner. Everson would either lose his job or several months of salary to pay for the clock. It was then that I went to fetch a friend and have breakfast at our favourite bar. I offered myself advice. I wanted to pay for the clock. Why should Everson and his dependents suffer from my laziness, especially if what was an inconvenience for me meant a job for them? I felt good with my decision. It was a good way to pay for my irresponsibility as a Westerner. So what if he was sleeping on duty? It was only natural. If he works 18-hour days, 6 days a week, what do I do every day but hang out on the beach and in restaurants? That I should suffer seemed right and natural. That was until my Greek friend joined us. She listened to the story and then said, "Please, you're behaving as if it was your fault," and immediately started to tell us about the new house she was renting. Of course, suddenly, I saw her point entirely. I had not invited the thieves in. The staff is, after all, there to protect me. I should not be protecting them. Plus, I knew how desperate Everson's life is. How could I not know that he did not take the clock? We left the restaurant, but instead of returning to the hotel to pay the manager on Everson's behalf, I went to see my friend's new villa. This is what it is like traveling through Africa. We are moved by some tragedy or other, moved almost to personal sacrifice, but then the same privilege that makes us feel guilty calls us away. I never volunteered to pay, and when I asked Everson earnestly if everything was okay, he just said yes and smiled reassuringly. He continued to work there, the clock remained gone, life went on as normal, at least for me. For Radio Bridge Overseas, I'm Nick Perkins from Barbados, in Africa.